Mexico folds, sending troops to secure border to avoid Trump tariffs. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 3, 2025. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum agreed to send 10,000 troops to its northern border as one of the ways to stop a 25% tariff from the Trump administration temporarily. The concession comes after days of grandstanding by the Mexican president, who publicly claims she would stand up for her country's sovereignty. On Monday morning, U.S. President Donald J. Trump announced that Mexico had agreed to send 10,000 military troops to its northern border to stop illegal immigration and fentanyl smuggling. The move allowed Mexico to avoid new tariffs for 1 month. During that month, officials from both countries would work on a new deal between the two countries. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum also posted on social media in Spanish that her conversation with Trump was respectful and that she did agree to send 10,000 National Guard troops to stop fentanyl trafficking. She claimed that the U.S. government agreed to help Mexico fight the illegal smuggling of weapons into her country. Sostuvimos una buena conversación con el presidente Trump con mucho respeto en nuestra relación y la soberanía. Llegamos a una serie de acuerdos. 1. México reforzará la frontera norte con 10,000 elementos de la Guardia Nacional de forma inmediata, para evitar el tráfico de drogas. Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, at Claudia Sheen, February 3, 2025. Over the weekend, Sheinbaum and her political allies posted a series of social media comments calling for Mexico to stand firm against Trump's attempts to influence her country. Sheinbaum called for respect and used nationalistic phrases in her attempt to unify Mexicans on her side. Hay mucha unidad en nuestro pueblo, amamos con todo a México. Aquí está su presidente y un pueblo valiente que defiende a nuestros hermanos y hermanas que están del otro lado de la frontera. pic.twitter.com/mcchi6sp. Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, at Claudia Sheen. February 3, 2025. However, the politician received much criticism from pundits over well-known allegations that her party, Morena, has benefited drug traffickers. Those same allegations have recently been made public by the Trump White House. Amplia Casablanca Mensaje. Los carteles mexicanos son los líderes globales en tráfico de fentanilo, metanfetalinas y otras drogas. E insiste. Tienen una alianza con el gobierno de México. pic.twitter.com/hexquirk. Carla Iberia Sanchez, at Carla Iberia, February 2, 2025. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.